Ooh, scary. Halloween on the way. Some scary stuff coming to the Eureka Theater tomorrow night. I've got Robert Hinman on the phone to tell us all about it. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Cliff?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm good.
You like the scary music there to start the thing?
Absolutely. And we've got some nice scary weather, I see, too.
That's true. Spooky.
Add to the flavor, yes.
Alrighty. So explain what's happening at the Eureka Theater tomorrow.
Well, we're doing a live revival of the horror theater show that was on local television from 1987 through 1993, hosted by the great Razzulli.
Ooh.
And we've done, this is the fifth live production we've done over the last 2 years. We do them basically about every 6 months. And in the past, we did a couple of William Castle movies, and last time it was Creepshow. And this time we are presenting the 1983 John Carpenter film, Christine, of the Stephen King novel of the same.
Mm-hmm. That's about a possessed car, if I recall.
It is, yes. Wow. A very nice-looking car, just doesn't behave very well.
I've had cars like that before.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very jealous car.
Got to be careful with cars like that.
Absolutely.
That is right. So if I recall last time you guys put something on, you had to create some kind of device that kind of shook the seats. No devices created this time, right?
Well, yeah, that was last, so that was a year ago. Last October we did the Tingler and we had buzzing seats. Yeah, and then before that we had what was called Emergo, which the skeleton emerged from the screen. This time it's just, you know, just the movie and... We also have a couple of live elements. We always do some video production that comes before and after the film, and we have one of those this time.
So who is we? What is the name of your group?
RoboCat Productions. It's myself and Catherine Fredericks. We do all of the video and the audio and all of the visual production, as well as write the show and stage the show.
Fun.
So it's a nice... tight little group.
Fantastic.
I was involved in a light way on the original horror theater show in the 80s. I was a teenager at the time, so
nice.
It's nice to kind of bring that back and then reestablish one of our local horror hosts, because they're all over the internet. And so we're reestablishing it as a live production, and also coming up next year, we're going to have it on the internet on a YouTube channel.
Nice.
Which we've set up, and we have a couple of Facebook pages to promote these shows, which is Humboldt County Horror Hosts. And there's also a horror theater Facebook page and a RoboCat Productions Facebook page.
Fun.
Yeah, and you know, you'll find links to all of those pages on our page and just information about what's going on, what's coming up. And it's a lot of fun to do these shows with the great Razzulli. He's a dynamic personality, and of course he has his lovely assistant who comes out. She doesn't speak, but you know, she does hand him the book, and there's always some live elements that happen there. And like I said, we're trying to reestablish some of those characters from the original show. So every time we're kind of building more of that back into the live show to prepare people for what they're going to see when we launch it on the internet. And we're still going to do live shows, too.
Oh, fantastic.
So we'll have them, basically, we're going to have them once a month on the internet, you know, in January, February, and March, and then we probably will have another live event in April, and then just continue on like that. And we'll have an online store where you can, if you are so inclined, to purchase some of these little buttons and things that we have, stickers and things that kind of help offset the cost of producing these shows.
Fantastic. Now, is the great Razzulli is coming up for this?
He is, yes. He is the glorious host.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Because he doesn't live here in Humboldt County anymore.
Oh, he lives in Bloxburg. So
uh-huh.
He will be flying in.
Okay. Like a vampire.
A bat, yes.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect. That is the way to do it.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So where does one get tickets for this?
Well, you can get them at the door at the Eureka Theater. Doors open at 7, And the movie starts at 7:30, and tickets are $5, and all of those proceeds go to benefit the restoration of the Eureka Theater.
Fantastic.
And they'll have, this time we have, you know, they'll have all of the normal movie fare, popcorn and candy and such. This time they will also have, for the adults in the audience, they will have cocktails and wine and beer. So,
excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. And you're saying it gets underway at, you said 7:30?
7:30 is when the movie starts, yes.
All right, and that is tomorrow. What time can folks get in there?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, okay.
Yeah.
All right, get there early, enjoy the all the festivities, and, of course, the movie itself.
Absolutely, yeah, it's going to be a great show.
All right, Bob, well, I've got a song picked out. It seems appropriate considering the movie. That you've got chosen. It's the Beatles here on KHUM.